Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
And away we go, hour number two of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. A matchup inside the top 10 this week, NC State, Clemson, ACC bragging rights on the line. Dave Doran, the head football coach at the NC State Wolfpack, going to stop by 20 minutes from now, and then at the top of the hour, we will connect, maybe eat a donut or two, with Mike Golic, who is always a tremendous listener, and I love when Mike Golic joins us on the show. But so far, through the first 3 weeks of the season, with week four kicking off tonight against the Bengals and the Miami Dolphins, if depending on which team you root for, you're either really happy or you're down in the dumps right now. And if you're a Dolphins fan, you're 3-0, it's wonderful, you're in the penthouse, you see if you go win a game tonight, even if you lose, you're at 3-1, and there's still a lot right in front of you where you feel good about. But a team like the Bengals, they are 1-2. You lose tonight, you go to 1-3, and it's, ooh, I know we were in the Super Bowl last year, but we've really dug ourselves a deep hole to climb out of. Now you win tonight, you go to 2-2 and you feel refreshed. You survive. You weather the storm through the first 4 weeks, and maybe you start to really take off. So there's a lot of 1-2 teams in the NFL. I'm going to give you my belief level in those teams that are 1-2 right now. Music, por favor.
The New England Patriots.
Pains me to say it. Confidence is not high. My confidence was not high before the start of the season. For everyone that says, Gelb's just a Patriot homer. All he does is pick his team. Oh, Gelb, all he does is praise the Pats. I killed him this offseason. And going into this year, I said they would not make the playoffs. Now, this weekend, they have no shot. I don't care who the quarterback is up against the Green Bay Packers. They're going to 1-3. But my biggest problem with the Patriots is we don't know what Mac Jones can be whenever he does get back on the field. And I'm a believer in Mac of being a good quarterback because you have Patricia Bozo coaching the offense, Judge Bozo coaching the offense. And who's the number one? Humana. You don't have a number one to go extend the field, stretch the field, vertical deep passing game threat. So yeah, confidence is at a low for the Patriots. I don't have optimism they'll turn around.
The New York Jets.
At least you get Zach Wilson back this week. I don't think the Jets will win more than five games this year. The apex is probably five. And their one win so far was that crazy comeback in the final 90 seconds. I do lean towards the Steelers this week, even though you do get a jolt from Zach Wilson. This is a winnable game. But for the Jets, I can't tell you I'm confident they're going to turn their season around. But really, their season isn't based off wins and losses. It's what can the young quarterback do? And at the end of the year, he has to show you some moments like we were talking about earlier that makes you think, okay, you have something at the quarterback position.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Not many times would I tell a top seven, top eight coach in the league that I was right and you were wrong. This is one of those moments. It makes zero sense. And I was beating the drum all off season long, leading the charge all off season long, that Mitch Trubisky is, well, a bust. Kenny Pickett we know has upside. I don't know if he's going to be a good quarterback, but we haven't seen his career get ruined yet. Mitch Trubisky went to Buffalo for a year, and all of a sudden people are saying positive things, and I'm like, was anyone watching what happened in Chicago? Was I the only one that was getting those games, Bears games, and painfully watching him not be worthy of the number two overall pick? So why do you go to Trubisky to start this year? It never made sense. It's not you have Aaron Rodgers as a backup because Brett Favre's starting. This is not a situation where you have Joe Montana in front of you. You know, it's Mitch Trubisky here. You know, you even give me when they drafted Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith was a competent quarterback. Trubisky's not. So, the Steelers, I don't love what I'm seeing from their line. Najee Harris is banged up. TJ Watt's out. Defensively, they're still good. But how much longer are you going to wait? And the fans are going to get restless this weekend, especially if you're not performing well up against the Jets. I can't tell you I'm confident because I just don't know, even though it should be this weekend, it should have been week one. I don't know when Kenny Pickett's going to see the field. So with that, I can't tell you I'm confident with the state of the Steelers right now.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
I think they bounce back tonight. I think it's a good game. I think it's a less than a touchdown game. I like the Bengals to win, laying the 3.5 tonight. I think they get to 2-2, and then you set up a big showdown next week. Bengals and Ravens inside the AFC North.
The Tennessee Titans.
Not a believer, but I'm not a believer in any of these teams in the AFC South. So I will say that there has to be some confidence somewhere because someone has to emerge out of the AFC South. It's not going to be the Texans. It will be either the Titans, the Colts, or the Jaguars. I don't like not having A.J. Brown there anymore. Ryan Tannehill is not good. Derrick Henry hasn't played great yet, so I think he's going to start to take off. And this is a game that it's a coin flip this weekend. Colts and Tennessee. It could go either way. I will still give them the benefit of the doubt because they have a good coach. They've been in the playoffs a lot recently. But in terms of taking that next step and being a Super Bowl contender, there's zero confidence. Still winning the division, there is some confidence. Honestly, right now, Ryan, I think the Jaguars, Colts, Tennessee, you give them all the same odds to win that division. Would you agree with that, Mr. Colts fan? Same odds for me, even Jacksonville. I know they're 2-1 in the lead spot right now, so you could be saying, oh, that's not going out of limb. You still got to show me more if you're Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, through 3 weeks especially, neither of the three teams, Jacksonville's been better than expected, but expectations were low, and the Colts and the Titans have looked bad.
The only one that would surprise you that they win this division is the Texans.
Very much so.
But if I tell you Jacksonville goes 8-9 and they win the division, you would not be shocked.
8-9, I would be surprised.
Stop it. This division
I have come
sucks.
Around.
Stop. You were telling me 11. You were telling me 11 wins a few weeks ago.
That's right.
What are you smoking?
And then through 3 weeks, I've seen some bad football, and I've come around on your prediction earlier in the year of 9-8 wins the division.
Yeah, 9-8.
I've accepted that.
It's probably a lock to win the division.
I can't sit here right now and say 8-9.
No, hold on. If 9-8's a lock, you can't see it being one game worse?
No, I'm not saying 8-9's a lock. 9-8's a lock to win the division. I'm saying I could see a 9-8 team winning the division. I can't right now see a team under 500 win this division. They're still better than you think.
If any of these teams get to 10 wins, get to double digits, give that coach of the year. If any of these teams get to 10 wins, this division, I know that they bounced back last week, but let's not be drinking the Kool-Aid in the moment. This is not a good division.
Can I say something that you're going to hate? Is the AFC West going into the year the best division in the NFL?
Yes.
Which division is 3-0 against the AFC West?
Oh, stop it. Stop.
I'm just asking a question.
Any given week.
I'm just asking 3 in a row.
Give me a break. All right, so you're telling me that you will feel more confident about the AFC South at the end of the year than the AFC West? No, you're not.
No, but I don't think it's
so
this division's not
irrelevant.
As bad as, you know, you're making
you
it like.
If you weren't a Colts fan, you would say this division sucks.
This is not the NFC West when the 7-9 Seahawks won the division.
That's the standard.
No, but you're, no.
It's the tallest you know what. That's what you're saying here.
I'm just saying
you
this is.
You got Matt Ryan
And you got Ryan Tannehill with two of the better teams in this division on paper. That's no creme de la creme quarterbacks. And in this league, you either have a quarterback or you're not. No one in the AFC South this year will be in championship weekend. That means your division stinks. If 3 weeks into the season, you can't say anyone's going to the championship weekend. You going to roll your eyes and tell me I'm wrong here?
I'm just trying to think. Is the AFC North, does anyone get in the championship weekend in the AFC North? I'm going to say that's a bad division.
Wait, you don't think the Ravens get the championship weekend? You don't think the Bengals get the championship weekend? They're just in the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I'm asking.
If the Jaguars, Colts, or Titans are in...
Like, if we have... Okay.
Hold on. Stop. I'm about to say something. If the Jaguars, Colts, or Titans are playing in the AFC championship game this year, one of them, I will do the show in my boxers leading into championship weekend. There's no shot those teams are going to the AFC championship game. The winner of this division is going to be 8-9 or 9-8 in this lousy division. Come on, Hickey. Take off the Colts hat. Take it off.
3-0 against the best division in the NFL.
You know what? Screw that. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Forget the boxers. Who's the team that's winning this division? Who do you think it's going to be?
I'm still saying the Colts.
If the Colts are in the AFC championship game, I will wear a Colts jersey, Colts boxers, Colts shorts, a Colts hat for AFC championship weekend if they're there. Why do you have optimism still with this division? Stop.
It's not a very good division, but I'm just kind of, doing the whole David Fizdale. Take that for data. As a 3-0 against the West.
Well, your data sucks. Or as Belichick would say, stats are for losers. Next. Go ahead.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Injuries are a concern. You got a gimme this week up against the Texans. Herbert improving injury-wise from what I did read today. I'm not ready to jump off the bandwagon just yet. I still think they're going to be a playoff team, but you just wonder, is this going to be the Ravens of last year where injuries catch up to them? Because there's been a lot of injuries right out of the gate for them.
And the Washington Commanders.
No, that's fine. Just one quick note. Herbert was upgraded, according to Ari Miroff today, as a full participant in practice for the first time since suffering his rib injury. Keenan Allen, J.C. Jackson, and Corey Linsley did remain limited. Who's the team here?
The Washington Commanders.
What do you think my thoughts are on this one, Higgy? You know what I think about AFC South quarterbacks, former AFC South quarterbacks as well. What do you think about this one?
DOA. This one, before the even season started, this one was DOA, dead on arrival.
Yep. And those idiots, and I think they actually happen to have a good roster, but those idiots swapped twos, got the lesser of twos, for really no market for Carson Wentz, and then gave up two threes. One of those threes could become a two if he plays 70% of the snaps. Carson Wentz played a good second half against the Lions, and I know now the Jaguars better than what you thought, but he almost threw away the game against the Jaguars before winning it. And people are going to tell me, oh, this is some great quarterback? Give me a break. You know, I was talking about this with the actor in the break. If let's just say the Raiders draft a quarterback this year and cut or trade Derek Carr, watch Carr be the quarterback of the Commanders next year. How about that? Could you see Derek Carr with the Commanders next year?
He'd be their best quarterback
in a long time.
I mean, in
since RG3's rookie year.
Yeah.
Oh, Kirk,
easily.
Kirk played well there. Had some moments.
That's true.
You like that? All right, next team.
The Detroit Lions.
More optimistic than I was before the season. They're gritty. They're tough. They're going to throw everything at you when you go up against them. Are they going to be a team that's 8 wins? No. Amon-Ra St. Brown's really good. Now you're dealing with the DeAndre Swift injury. Hutchinson banged up, but playing really well. I didn't have high expectations to begin with, but they're better than what I thought they would be. That's what I'll say.
The Carolina Panthers.
I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs before the year. Defense finally showed a pulse last week. McCaffrey now still on the injury report each and every week. Baker has not played well. It's a winnable game this weekend against a team that Matt Rhule has actually played well against or coached well against in the Cardinals. I can't tell you, though, I would love to be optimistic about the Panthers. I can't tell you I am, though. But they win this week. They get to 2-2. With the way the first two games started, maybe they suck you back in.
The New Orleans Saints.
I think they lose this week. I don't trust Jameis Winston. I love Olave. I picked Olave to win Rookie of the Year. You don't know what you're going to get week to week with Jarvis Landry and Michael Thomas. And I don't like Dennis Allen as a head coach. No, I don't think they're going to be that good.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Better than what I thought. They're a team that they could put up points. You know, Mariota's not great. We know that. But Cordell Patterson's been really good. And Drake London's been really good. If they go win 5-6 games this year, I think that's a win for them. And they're just slightly a little bit more competent than what I thought they were going to be.
The San Francisco 49ers.
You know me, I've not been a big Jimmy G fan. And now Trent Williams going to miss some time with an injury. That's a big loss. You get the Rams this week. I know that Shanahan has dominated McVay. I like the Rams big this week.
The Seattle Seahawks.
I think their Super Bowl was week one. And they will be the team that they are expected to be the rest of the way. I can't trust Geno Smith.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Kurt Warner said it best. They are trying to make Kyler Murray do everything. And when your playbook is run around and Kyler make a play, there's a reason why they're 1-2 and you had to come from behind down 20 points. This is going to be a disappointing team. You just need to weather the storm until Hopkins comes back. But that could be tough to do. You lose this week, you go to 1-3. Oof. That's a brutal, brutal, brutal start for the Cardinals. I am not in love with this Cardinals team. And if you win this week and you get to 2-2, after that, here's your schedule. You get the Eagles. You get the Seahawks and the Saints. You got some winnable games before Hopkins comes on back. But this is one of them that you just got to win this week. You'll probably lose the Eagles game, and then you could win or split or maybe lose both. It's just, here's the thing with that team. That team, other than Kyler, does not inspire a lot of confidence. I mean, and Kyler, I think, may just be a very good quarterback, not a great quarterback as well. It just seems like they're going to be wishy-washy with some weeks you're going to believe in them, and some weeks you're going to be like, ugh, their true colors are showing. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We will take a 5-minute break. We come on back. Dave Doran joins us as NC State gets ready to play Clemson in a top 10 matchup this weekend.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
We continue. It is The Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Big weekend of college football upcoming, and we have a top 10 matchup between NC State, ranked at number 10, and Clemson, who's all the way up to number 5. And now joining us is the head football coach at NC State, has been with the Wolfpack since 2013, and that's Dave Doran. Coach, appreciate the time as always. How are you?
Doing well, hope you are.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I want to start you off, and you guys had a blowout victory last week up against UConn. I know that you guys take it week by week, but was there ever any fear last week that maybe guys were looking ahead to this matchup? And if so, I'd have to imagine that went away with the quick start that you guys got off to.
Yeah, no, we talked a lot about that beginning of the week, just, you know, challenged them. Some teams out there would play down to a level of competition. Watching them on film, they'd really struggled in a few games and challenged them, you know, to get better, that we needed to be a better version of us to be prepared for what's in front of us and, you know, not skirt the fact that we're about to play three undefeated teams in a row, and we need to improve to be ready for that challenge.
There's a lot of challenges in getting ready for Clemson. How do you kind of plan for the hurricane that is ongoing? What have you guys been doing this week just in preparation there?
Yeah, well, we do different things, you know, as far as getting the balls wet, squirting the balls with water, getting water on the hands of guys handling it, and crowd noise regardless of the weather. But, you know, doing everything we can to create what could be a wet day. It seems to change every day on kind of the forecast. So whatever it is, it is. We got to both play in it, and our guys will be as prepared as we can get them there.
Dave Doran here with us from NC State. They go up against Clemson this weekend, 10-5 big ACC matchup. This program is drastically different than when you first got there in 2013. You guys are now in the top 10 for the first time in 20 years. Just how do you put this journey into perspective for you?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of thank yous, you know, and we're not done for one, but it's been a lot of people that have helped me and from staff to coaches, to obviously the talent, the players, and it's been a joint effort. There's been a lot of suffering along the way. We've learned good ways to do things and bad ways. We have our scars, and, you know, I think that's the beauty of this thing is, you know, been able to see it through and try to put this program in a place that everyone wanted it to be, and that's to compete for championships, and that's where we are. And, you know, it's the beginning of a very important 8-week stretch. A lot of things are going to happen in the next 8 weeks in college football, so we just got to continue to stay focused on the moment.
In order to compete for those championships, you have to have the right culture. Everyone talks about culture, but how do you describe the culture of your program?
Well, I think the first thing you start with is love. You know, I think there's genuine love here with these players and coaches. We care about each other. It's bigger than football. Care about, you know, them as human beings, care about each other's families. You know, then it goes to accountability and just doing the job here that you were set out to do and living up to the standard of trying to be the best version of ourselves and doing it in a way that serves others. You know, I think the servant leadership piece is really an important part of our culture here.
Your quarterback, Devin Leary, had a sensational season a year ago, 35 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions, had over 3,400 yeah. yards. Just how have you seen him really develop the last few years into the quarterback that we get to see each and every Saturday?
Yeah, well, he's always had a great arm. I think it's his mind, you know, his leadership that have developed over the last 3 seasons, just his confidence level, you know, becoming the guy and then having the success that he's had and having the people around him show their love for him and their belief in him. That's truly become his team, you know, over a long period of time. And proud of him, excited for him, and I know he'll continue to work hard to get better.
What were your conversations like heading into last year's offseason after he just had that successful year?
You know, just to stay focused on what had helped him get that success and, you know, what areas can you improve in? Running the football was one of them. You know, leading others outside of his room, you know, building relationships outside of practice with receivers, outside of practice with offensive linemen, and, you know, extending his reach, you know, from a leadership standpoint.
4 games in so far, big test upcoming on Saturday against Clemson, which is a highly anticipated matchup. What's the feel around your team? What are the things that you're happy about, and what do you think are the things that you need improvement on, Coach?
Well, we expect to win. I mean, I think the biggest thing, these kids believe we're going down there to try to do something that has been 5 years in the making. Nobody's lost down there, so, you know, it's a tough task, but our kids believe that we can go down there and do that. We know we can't beat ourselves. I know we have to overcome their crowd, and now both teams have to overcome the weather. You know, I think key points in this game will be the ability to take care of the football, the turnover margin, the special teams play on both sides is going to be critical.
last year you guys beat them. We all remember the overtime game. When you have a win like that, we know it was a big moment for your program. But on the other side, you know, people now say, oh, that's extra motivation for Clemson. It's a revenge game now. But for you guys, it does put that confidence like you're talking about. Does last game matter, or do we just make too much of that into the buildup?
No, it matters. It matters a lot. It may not matter for them since they'd beaten us 8 times in a row prior to that, you know. But for us, it matters. You know, when you're a team that hadn't beat somebody and then you do, there's a weight that's lifted off you. You know that you can win. You believe that you can win, and it's different. You know, it just is for these players. And so I think that's a huge thing, you know, and obviously they're going to give us their best shot. We know that, and we're going to give them ours. I think it's going to be a great football game between two really hungry teams.
Dave Doran, coach, everyone talks about their defense for Clemson, but what do you want the nation to know about your defense?
Our defense is going to fly around the field. They're going to hit people, going to make plays on the football. It's 11 guys that play together and have a lot of fun doing it. I think they're going to bring a lot of different looks and make this quarterback think on his feet after the snap. And that's the one thing about Tony's defense. He brings pressure from everywhere, and it's fun to watch.
There's been a lot of conversation about DJ Uiagalelei, their quarterback, and last year did not go the way that he wanted, and so far this season he's been turning it around. How do you view DJ when you look at old game film and get ready for him coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, he's worked hard, you know. I think, like you would hope a second-year starter would do, he's definitely fixed some of his weaknesses. He's improved his mobility. He's throwing more accurate balls. And I think his receivers are helping him more. You know, they dropped a lot more balls last year. So there's a collective effort there when you talk about getting better at that position. But you can definitely see he's settled in. He's playing with more confidence.
What's the toughest part about preparing for Will Shipley, the running back, who's very explosive?
You know, he's got a lot of grit. He's tough. You know, you got to wrap him up. If you're going to get him down, he's going to continue to bring his feet, and he's got great balance, acceleration. He's just a real competitive guy and kind of guy you like playing against. You know, he's going to play really hard.
I know ball security, like we've been talking about, is going to be a big emphasis, but what are some of the bigger points of emphasis this week for your offense going up against a very talented defense in Clemson that's looking to bounce back after last week?
Well, their defense is all about their D-line. I mean, they've got the best defensive line probably in the country. I mean, those guys are deep. They're talented. So you got to not just, you know, block these guys. You got to keep them from making explosive plays in your backfield and getting you behind the chains. You know, I think if you can give Devin time and give the backs a chance, they've been exposed in the back end. You know, they have. And we've got to be able to do that. You've got to work hard to make contact catches, and Devin's got to give our guys a chance to go up and get it. But, you know, I think it all starts with that defensive front of theirs.
Coach, last thing I'll ask you, Coach Dave Doran here with us, NC State 10th in the country. They go up against Clemson this weekend. Has anything surprised you about your team so far?
Not really, no. I mean, it's what I was hoping they would be. You know, very coachable. Bunch of guys that work really hard and want to be great.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Safe travels and good luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me, bud. Go Pack.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Hickey, I almost did not make it back in time during our commercial break. I was very close for the first time in my career, missing the start of a segment. The only time, actually, that I missed any start of a segment or start of a show was my first broadcast from home when COVID hit, and the internet went out 5 minutes before we got on the air, and Tiki and Tierney at the time that were hosting here had to fill in for my first hour as I drove like a madman from Long Island with no one on the road to get into our New York City studios. But during the break, adjacent to our studios, happens to be a restaurant that I like. So I called in this order 30 minutes ago. They said it'd be ready in 15 minutes. Now, I'm very big on being on time to places. Like, I'll give you a five-minute grace period, but after that, it just gets ridiculous. Now, when something doesn't go the way that you want it to, I don't think you have to act like a jackass. But I think customer service is important. Where you don't want to just get dragged along, or you don't want to be told you did the wrong thing. And if I did the wrong thing, I would say it. So I go to pick up my salad. Big dinner here on a Thursday night on CBS Sports Radio. Westville Cobb's salad with no avocado because I'm allergic to avocado. So during this past break, I walked in, placed the order 30 minutes ago. They go to me, "What's your name?" "Zach." "We don't see Zach. Can you spell it for me?" "Z-A-C-H." "We don't see it." Then I get told to look on the wall where the Uber Eats orders come in. So I look on the wall, no Uber Eats orders. I didn't order on Uber Eats. I called you. They go, "We didn't take any phone calls from this location in the last hour." That's what they told me. That's what they told me. So I looked at my phone very politely and said, "Is this your number?" They go, "We don't know the number." So then the lady goes, "Oh, we have your order." And I go, "Great." And then 2 minutes later, they come back to me, "We don't have your order." So at this point, I'm like, we're like 5 minutes and 30 seconds in to the break with the update factor in. So I knew I only had 90 seconds. I go, "Would you like to place an order with us?" I go, "I don't have time." Then I just called back as I was walking back to the studio, go up the elevator. And right when I call in, Westville Hudson, the location, that's our location. So much for that. They didn't take an order in the last hour. And I go, "I'd like to place an order for a salad." And I recognized the lady's voice right away. I knew it was the same lady. And she kind of realized that this was me because I was just talking to her less than a minute ago. And she goes, "Oh, we actually have your order. It's ready for pickup." So now this salad is going to basically be an hour old by the time I get it, because I got to wait for another, 20 minutes before we take this break? And Mike Golic could have joined us coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. But I'm just trying to get a salad, eat healthy. And I'm told, "We don't have your order. We have your order. We don't have your order. You never called in." To then, "Oh, yeah, we magically found your Westville Cobb salad with no avocado because I'm allergic." Now, here's my biggest fear, Hickey. I also never got an apology, nothing, when they told me it was my fault. But here's my biggest fear. I'm going to go get that salad, and clearly listening is not a good trait of the staff there. And there's going to be avocado, which I can't eat, all over the salad.
I thought you were going to say your biggest fear is that it's not going to be ready. Another mistake.
And you're 0 for 2. If that's the case, heads are going to roll.
Oh, boy.
And then I'm getting a fat slice of pizza. If that's the case, I'll eat my sorrows away. I'm starving here. That's starving Marvin.
Such a tease.
And
also unacceptable.
See, now this is the second time I got burned by this place. And I like the restaurant. It's good food. And it's healthy options. But I also sometimes get a chicken market plate, which they give you two pieces of grilled chicken and you get two sides. Well, it must probably like a month ago now. I called in, I go, "I like the chicken market plate. The two complimentary sides, I'll get the pesto, garlic pesto mashed potatoes and the asparagus." One time I go in there, like, $53, sir. I go, what? $53? I go, this costs $22, which is a ripoff in the first place, but it costs $22. And they go, well, you ordered a side of chicken, then a side of asparagus, and a side of the garlic pesto mash. I go, no, I ordered the chicken market plate. They go, oh, you didn't say that on the phone. Come on here. Do we see a constant trend here? Now, twice I've been burned by this place, which they didn't know their number, nor did they say they took a phone call in the last hour. And then when I magically called 30 seconds later after walking out of the establishment, they go, oh, Westville Hudson. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Is it three strikes and you're out? Are you going to give me? You've been burned twice. Different circumstances both times.
It's convenient. It's close.
It's good food.
It's good. Not great, but good. You're right. If they screw me over again, may have to toss them out of the rotation. I'm going to have to take this up to management. Because Olivero, our boss, and I love Chris Olivero. Chris loves this place. And I may have, since he's been there so much, business lunches, personal lunches, I may have to ask Chris if he has noticed these problems that I'm having. I can't be the only one. Whenever they get busy, and that's why I like ordering right at 5 if I'm going to eat it, because they're not busy. But if you call during the show, now I just have to kind of expect that they're going to mess it up. Because that's twice now I've called during the show and they've messed it up. First time I didn't kill them. Happens. Second time, we got to be better here, folks. It's a very simple thing. You mess up, just say you're sorry. Like, I wasn't an a-hole to these people. I wasn't a jerk to these people. But I'm just trying to order a little salad. And you tell me you don't have it, you have it, you don't have it, you have it. You never called us. We haven't taken an order in an hour. And then, oh yeah, when I call up 30 seconds later, oh, actually, we have your salad, sir. No sorry, no, oh, our bad. I'm not even looking for a free salad here. You want to give me a a complimentary piece of bread with it? Get some carbs in there? I'm good. I'm not even looking for anything. I don't want to sound like Peter Schwartz. Basically just begging for free stuff. But we got to be better here. This is not difficult. You're a restaurant in New York City. If you're a little busy, you shouldn't be struggling with trying to get me a salad that you said never exists on the order, then you magically have it. And here's the other thing about this, Ryan. How did they know when I said, oh, it's under Zach? They go, oh, Zach G. So they had my last initial. So it's clearly in their system, and they tell me, oh, no, it's not in the system. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, by the way, remember LaRon? He was the guy that sent us cookies. This was over a year ago. He's in the cookie business in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
His cookies were delicious.
Jameson, right? Is that on Twitter, something like that?
Oh, yes, yes, sorry. His handle is Jameson.
Yes.
And the, whatever you call it, the name of the Twitter account is LaRon Taylor, delicious. And then it's at Jameson01. Those cookies were to die for. He just sent me a tweet. Jameson in Milwaukee, the cookie guy. Luminati's deep dish pizza on the smoker will change your life. I love you. Love you, Jameson. LaRon, whatever your name is. The cookie guy. You son of a bitch. As I'm here trying to eat a healthy salad, you're sending me deep dish pizza, photos of a deep dish pizza? Now I'm hungry. Fat Zach may be coming out tonight. It just may happen.
So maybe it's not the worst thing in the world if the salad was never in the system in the first place.
No, but I'm going to go get the salad. I'm going to try. I've been, the last 2 years, I've been very strict. Now, don't get me wrong. Weekend happens. Calories don't count on the weekends. We load up on food. I have one cheat day on the weekend. Now, last week, had a very good dinner. Had a few meatballs at the tailgate. This weekend, I'm craving a burger. I'm going to get a burger. But I'm just trying to get a salad tonight. And it's the most confusing order I've ever had. All right, we'll push back news brief. We'll do that at about 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. Mike Golic is going to join us on the other side. And you know when Golic comes on.
we always have to talk about Food with Mike Golic. You know what I want to bring up, Tim? Remember when we went to the draft, and we were in the airport coming on back, and I said to you, oh, that's Mike Greenberg. Mike Greenberg, in the airport, ordered a bagel with butter. Now, nothing wrong with that, right? Bagel butter. Normal order, right?
Very normal.
And I personally, some days I like butter on my bagel, but I'm usually a cream cheese guy first. Scallion cream cheese, regular cream cheese, whatever you like. But bagel butter, yeah, no issue with that. I think we all like our day, especially, I don't know, it was an early flight. Maybe Greeny had a late night. You just want to get a bagel with butter, extra butter, just make it fat. Everyone likes one of those days. Then you and I stand in 2-3 people behind Greeny. I hear him go, bagel with butter and a slice of Munster cheese on it. I'll never forget it. I remember the exact cheese that he got. Who does a bagel with butter with a slice of cheese on it? Now, that could go into the theory. Maybe we right now trying to go get something a little bit fattening in the morning to get you the flight. Now, Greeny was flying first class, so they give you a bunch of food on the plane anyway. I don't know if it was necessary for the bagel butter with a slice of cheese on it, but I think he could use the calories because he's in good shape. There's no doubt about that, but he is not a large man. He could afford to eat a few steaks. I'm sure he did that in first class. But I wonder what Golic thinks about his former radio partner. Bagel, butter, slice of cheese. I don't know. Isn't that like kind of a weird bagel order? Hot take, Iggy?
Especially from an airport in Las Vegas.
Yes. Great point.
Like a normal deli around the block, very borderline suspect.
The bagels were fine. They were what you expected for airport bagels. There was nothing sensational.
They passed. I don't know if I'm trusting an airport bagel with Munster cheese at whatever it was, 7 in the morning.
I don't know why, and I don't usually like this bagel. And also, here's the other problem. Where we work in New York City now, one of these buildings bought out, or one of these companies like bought out all the surrounding areas, so there's like no food options in a 2-3 block radius. So that's why Westville's been kind of really going strong. But maybe it was because I used to go to Starbucks right next to us, and one day they only had a cinnamon raisin bagel, and I would never order that, but since it was the only option, I was hungry, I got it. That's what I had that day at the airport. I think I was just craving it on a kick because I had it at Starbucks like a week or two before that. That's not usually a bagel that I would order. A cinnamon raisin bagel. Right? Like, that's not a bagel you would get.
No, especially in an airport.
Also, you're never exotic with food. Do you ever go outside a plain bagel?
Of course. I never get a plain bagel.
Oh, really?
Sesame, everything, yeah, egg everything.
Like, oh, egg everything. One of the all-time great bagels. I also, Bialys are great. Have you ever got the egg everything flat?
No.
So it's like a disc.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that tremendous. Sounds good. Yeah, tremendous. You know what? I think I figured out what I'm doing for lunch tomorrow. I have to go to Long Island tonight. I have a dentist appointment tomorrow. I think I'm stopping at Bagel Chalet. Gonna get an egg everything flat bagel. Maybe get some tuna. Or maybe I'll get a salad. Who knows? They make good chopped salads at this place.
Make sure it's a half hour there after the dentist.
No. My guy Nick will hook it up. Okay? Nick doesn't mess it up. That place, 9,000 people. Like the first hour it opens, they never mess anything up. Tremendous bagel place. Who do you like tonight in the game?
I'll go the Bengals.
I'm taking the Bengals as well. I think this is within a touchdown game. I would lay the 3.5. This game more important to the Bengals than it is the Dolphins. Dolphins already 3-0. If you start off 4-0, yes, this is so impressive. Could be your most impressive win of the season, which is crazy to say because you came back against the Ravens. You beat the Bills. Short week on the road. Everyone's giving you a lot of hype, big-time expectations now, and you're feeling yourself. I just think that Joe Burrow outplays Tua tonight. And the one concern I have with the Bengals, is going to be the concern the entire season, is when is this offensive line going to gel? Because this offensive line we thought was going to be better this year, and they were not through the first three games of the season. And you went up against a dog-bleep defense last week in the New York Jets. So you're playing a better defense tonight. You got to give Burrow some time. And also, Burrow's got to get the football out a little bit quicker. He sometimes does get the protection and then holds on to the ball way too long. Mike Golic joins us next. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.